From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Authorities are likely bracing for more protests Saturday across the Muslim world, a day after large crowds of protesters from seven countries staged demonstrations after the United States recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital, with protests in Gaza leading to the death of one Palestinian man. The 30-year-old Palestinian was killed by Israeli soldiers during clashes along the Israel-Gaza border after Palestinians called for a day of rage to protest the U.S. action. The Arab League, comprised of nearly two dozen countries, will meet Saturday in an effort to create a joint position on the U.S. position on Jerusalem. Britain and the European Union have reached a preliminary agreement on Brexit after a week of intense negotiations. The European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker announced the deal on Friday. British Prime Minister Theresa May says she welcomes the prospect of moving ahead to the next phase to talk about trade and security. Venezuelans will head to the polls Sunday for municipal elections that are expected to tighten the leftist president Nicolas Maduro's grip on the beleaguered Central American nation. The opposition Democratic Unity Roundtable coalition refused to put up candidates for the 335 open mayoral seats, saying it had no confidence in a fair election. The National Electoral Council chief said voting materials had been distributed to Venezuelans could exercise their constitutional right at the polls on Sunday. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United